Welcome to Maseches Ksubis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Here's a brief introduction to this chapter, to this Perek. The Torah teaches us in Sefer Devarim that if Kimatza Ish Nara Besula Asher Lo Yerasa, if a fellow finds a Nara is a girl between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, she's not betrothed, she's a Besula, she's a virgin, V'tafsa B'shal Chavima, and he grabs her and he is intimate with her, so he rapes her. The Pasuk says, V'nasana Isha Shoy Chavima Lavi Anara Chamishim Kesef. The father, the fellow, has to pay the father of this young girl 50 silver coins. Additionally, if both the girl and her father are in agreement, this fellow has a responsibility to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. Again, because in those days, if a girl was raped, no one would want to marry her. So this fellow now has an obligation to marry her, only if she consents and her father consents, obviously. And he's not allowed to divorce her. That's the pasuk. We'll see in the Mishnah a lot of different details pertaining to this particular halacha. The Mishnah begins, Elu na'ara she'eshan knas. These young ladies, if they are raped, their raper, the fellow that raped them, has to pay knas, has to pay a penalty, as we said before, of 50 silver pieces to the father. Habala mamzeres, even somebody who has relations with a mamzeres is a child that's born out of one of the prohibited relations, such as a married woman, adultery, or a close relative. So even though that woman is prohibited, but still halacha is, and that union, that the intimacy that they're having now is prohibited, but you still have to pay the knas. Aha nesina, someone has relations with a nesina, where part of the givonim, the gibbonites that Yehoshua converted during his days. So the halacha is that one has to pay for them. Ve'al akusis, or an akusis. Akusis were the Samaritans, the Shomronim. Habal agiyoris, a person has relations with a convert, vela shavuya, and a woman that was taken captive, viala shich, or a maidservant, sheniftu vishenisgar vishenishtachru, that were redeemed, converted, or freed, pechusais mibnei shalasham yamecha, when they were younger than 3 years and 1 day, so then we assume they're a besula, we assume they're a virgin. Or even the Mishnah says, habal achayse, one who has relations, he rapes his sister, vela chaysaviv, his father's sister, vela chays ima, his mother's sister, vela chaysishta, or his wife's sister, the Aleshas Achiv, or the wife of his brother, the Aleshas Achi Aviv, or the wife of his father's brother. Now, these women, we're only talking about a situation where they were married and then later divorced or widowed. If not, they're considered an Eshas Ish, a married woman, and these halachas don't apply. The Al Anida, or someone has a relations with Anida, a woman who has not gone to the mikvah, even though she had her period. Eshla and Knas, the Mishnah says, in all these situations, you have to pay the 50 silver coins. Now, the Mishnah says, this is really a novelty or a chiddush. Even though in many of these cases, for example, one who has relations with his sister, etc., etc., there is capital punishment. At least bidei shemayim, there's death in the hands of Hashem. Einba mises bezdin, but since there's no capital punishment, they have to pay the knas. Just to explain, we know there's a rule throughout Shas, throughout Halacha, that kam lebidirabamene, which means to say if a person commits one act that has in it two crimes and two punishments, he only gets the stricter one. So for example, if somebody stabs someone and kills him, but while he's stabbing him, he also rips his Armani suit, he doesn't pay for the suit, he only gets capital punishment. That's the greater of the two punishments. So in the cases in this Mishnah, even though in essence the fellow is doing two things wrong, number one, he's having relations with a relative, and number two, he's raping a woman, the halacha is that since the punishment here is not bidei adam, it's not in the hands of the court, it's only bidei shamayim, it's kares, which is that a person dies early, at least in the hands of Hashem, the halacha is that one does pay, even though one gets that punishment, perhaps as well. However, there's just one caveat here. The Gemara teaches us that if, let's say, they were warned, so they told him, don't rape your sister, and he did, in that situation, you won't pay the kesef, because in that situation, even though there's karis bidei shamayim, there's also malchus, there's also lashes in the hands of the court. And lashes is considered a greater punishment than payment, so one would just get the lashes, and they would not have to pay. Wishing you a fantastic, very successful day and an amazing upcoming week.